Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So once upon a time, Google was just a very large number. Today, it is a lot of very large numbers. Numbers of users, numbers of employees, stock value, revenues, profits, numbers that together begin to describe a company that for more than a decade has been the dominant player in internet search and a growing power in the growing commercial spaces online. But size and dominance bring scrutiny, and there will be some of that today in front of a Senate antitrust panel. Google Chairman Eric Schmidt will testify and answer questions related to possible anti-competitive practices by the company. The principal question, does Google's search products, even the algorithms themselves, favor Google-owned businesses over other internet ventures? Here to talk about it is Siva Vaidyanathan, the Robertson Professor in Media Studies and Chair of the Department of Media Studies at the University of Virginia, author of The Googleization of Everything and Why We Should Worry. Siva, good morning.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be back.
So I was trying to think, now what's Siva going to say about this? Is he going to say, get the government out of this 21st century futurist kind of Google world? Or is he going to say, Google, of course, is actually favoring its own businesses and the Senate needs to look into this? Which is it?
Well, yeah, we don't know whether Google's favoring its own businesses, and it's going to be incredibly difficult to demonstrate that it is, if it is. We know that the European Union is looking at the same question. They've had a number of very serious complaints by European competitors with Google. Eric Schmidt's going to get up there and list all the different competitors in all the different areas in which Google does business and make the case that this is such a fast-moving area that the government should just let Google do what it wants and trust Google to do what's in our best interest.
Well, let's find out what the questions are going to be. Siva Vaidyanathan is with us, but Senator Richard Blumenthal is also with us, Democratic senator from Connecticut. He's a member of the antitrust subcommittee. Eric Schmidt is actually going to be sitting down right in front of the senator this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
What's the question you most want to ask Eric Schmidt this morning?
There are a series of questions, really, that relate to competition and whether that competition is in any way stifled by Google because of its misuse of possible dominance in the market. Remember that the antitrust laws protect competition. They don't protect necessarily all the businesses. And the reason to protect competition is to enable more innovation and lower prices and better quality in the services. And the questions for Mr. Schmidt will revolve around what the size and scope of Google's dominance really is. We know that 65% of all searches and probably close to 70% of all advertising occurs on Google. And has it misused that dominance to the detriment of companies like Yelp and Expedia and WebMD, TripAdvisor, by preferencing its own content websites that it may use to exclude others?
Those companies will be testifying today along with Eric Schmidt and officers of Google. Senator Blumenthal, do you believe that Google constitutes antitrust lawyers would call a common carrier, essentially like the railroads, that needs to be regulated much more strictly than a traditional business?
Whether it is a kind of utility or a common carrier depends really on the level of its dominance. And I have not in any way prejudged any of the questions or the answers to those questions or the legal conclusion. But let me say, Google is a great American success story, and its excellence in search is what's given it the kind of dominance that it has. And nobody wants to diminish that excellence. Nobody wants to detract from the success story. The point is that competition in the web content is inhibited if Google is unfairly or illegally preferencing its own content, its own websites, for example, Google Finance or Travel or other kinds of sites, in the way that it arranges the results of search.
We're talking with Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, who knows from what he speaks. He was actually one of the attorneys general who sued Microsoft Corporation on some different antitrust issues about 13 years ago. We're going to talk about that with him in just a moment. But, Siva, let's go back to you. Thinking about Google here for a second, are we going to hear a lot of this do no evil corporate ethos speak from Eric Schmidt before the Senate?
Google officials tend not to actually use that phrase, don't be evil, in public, but they do rely on our ability to understand that that's where they're coming from. You know, they often take a very innocent posture and an innocent tone to any accusation. Like they're stunned that anyone could think that they would actually behave like an American business. And look, let's be clear, American businesses should do what is best for American businesses, and it should be up to us as the citizens of this country to demand that any negative results of that get curbed by our government. You know, that's how the game is supposed to be played. The problem with the ethos of don't be evil or the ethos of corporate social responsibility is it often neutralizes any real discussion or debate about the proper levels of regulation.
Right, and it's really a question of branding. It's not necessarily a question of antitrust, so I'm wondering if it's even relevant here. Siva Vaidyanathan is the Robertson Professor in Media Studies at the University of Virginia. Senator Richard Blumenthal, how do you think this case today and the questions that – again, it's just the Senate asking these questions, not the Justice Department, and nobody's filed suit against Google. But how this case and these issues differ from the Microsoft case 13 years ago?
There's some obvious differences. First of all, the complaints or allegations here have less to do with the browser and the operating system insofar as misuse of that power is concerned by Microsoft, more to do with the preservation or expansion of monopoly or market dominance, which has been alleged, but there are also claims of illegal practices, so-called scraping of content, that is the sort of lifting of content or reviews that Yelp has alleged. Yelp will be testifying. And I think one of the key questions here is whether Mr. Schmidt will acknowledge that Google is dominant, if in fact that is the case. Obviously, back in the Microsoft days, Bill Gates denied any sort of monopolistic dominance in the market. But there are very significant factual differences. Google does not sell its content to its users, whereas Windows was sold. Google makes its money from advertisers. And that, in turn, raises a different set of questions. So, you know, we're dealing in both instances with complex factual issues and in both instances with very successful companies with strong leaders. But there are factual differences, even if the antitrust principles are much the same.
Well, it seems to be what you're describing. And as I'm looking back 13 years to that Microsoft case, as big as it seemed then, it seems like a pretty small potato issue compared to what's being looked at by the Senate Antitrust Subcommittee today. Senator Richard Blumenthal, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Senator Blumenthal is a Democrat of Connecticut. He's a member of the Senate Subcommittee that will be looking into Google, and Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Google, will be testifying before. Siva Vaidyanathan is the Robertson Professor in Media Studies and chair of the Department of Media Studies at the University of Virginia. He's the author of The Googleization of Everything and Why We Should Worry. Siva, we'll talk to you after the hearing, okay?
Cool, thanks.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting when in 2006, when Google was having that issue over self-censorship in China,
right.
Eric Schmidt actually said that they did an evil scale. They measured self-censorship on the evil scale and decided it was better to serve the uses of China and go ahead and self-censor. So you got to wonder where monopoly measures on the evil scale.
They may ask him, say, Eric, where do you stand on the evil scale? You know, maybe that's what the senators want to determine, who's evil, who's not.
Give us your own evil scale on Google, scale of 1 to 10, 10, of course, being really, really evil. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I just Googled evil scale on Google.
Are you on it?
A lot of entries there. I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.